Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We are Mortgage Mom Radio, and this is going to be a great show. We've got all kinds of new tools for you guys.
Ooh.
I know, very excited about it. We're going to bring you guys some really good stuff.
I have my belt on.
You have your belt, your tool belt on?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. But we got all kinds of great new tools, which I think are going to help prompt a lot of phone calls, people that want some help and need questions answered. It's kind of a weird place in the market right now, so we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. Is it the time to buy? Should you wait? I know that question has been surrounding quite a few of our episodes lately, and you know, we continue to tell you, don't hold off. But we've actually got some tools and some calculators that are going to get you through that question. And it's going to be very specific and guided towards each individual person. It's not just the same answer for everybody.
It's not generic.
It's not just a blanket statement. You know, we're going to be able to use these calculators and show each individual person their personal scenario. Somebody might be paying $1,500 a month in rent, and somebody else might be paying $3,000 in rent. So the answer that they get, whether they should stay where they're at or go buy something new, it's going to be very specific to what kind of price do you want to buy, what is your monthly rent, and we're going to get into all of that a little bit later. So
correct.
Very excited. It's going to be a really great show. We're going to talk about all those new calculators that we have for you, the rent versus owned, a blended rate calculator. So for anybody at all listening that owns a home already and they've been thinking, well, I'd like to refinance, I want to get rid of some of that debt, maybe I want to consolidate my equity line of credit, and maybe you haven't done it because your interest rate on your current mortgage is 3.5 or 3.875 or 4%. And you just don't want to do it. You don't want to get rid of that low interest rate that you have on that first mortgage. We have a special calculator for you as well right now that's going to show you what your blended rate would be between all of the debts that you have and that mortgage. And then what would, you know, what does that really mean? What are you really paying in an interest rate in your monthly expenses?
Right. Because everybody just sees the 3.5, 3.5, 3.5, 3.5, and they get that figure stuck in their head and they don't see the big picture. And that's what we are here for.
That's right.
We're
That's right.
Big picture people today.
Big picture people.
Say that 5 times fast.
Yeah, as fast as you can. It's going to be great. We're going to go through all of these things in more detail because obviously this is a learning show and that's what we do. And we want to be helping everybody and giving you the tools to success, the tools to succeed. We want everybody to become a homeowner. We want somebody that is maybe got some debt and they're a homeowner to be able to, you know, consolidate and get their debt under control, get their monthly budget, you know, fixed and comfortable. We want everybody that wants to, you know, maybe renovate their home or do some upgrades to their house. We want them to have that information as well. So we're going to talk more about our workshop that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And then we've got a new part of our show that we're going to start incorporating every week. So we've had people on with interviews, which is fantastic. Love the interviews. We're going to keep those going.
Right. We won't stop those. We're not.
Yeah. We've actually got some really great interviews coming
keeping
in the next
fun.
Few weeks. Yeah. But we're also going to start incorporating listings. And so if you are a seller and you're selling a home and you'd like us to talk about your listing on air as a spotlight, please reach out to us and let us know. We're going to be doing that weekly. We're going to be taking your listings, real estate agents, any realtor out there that's listening. We're going to take your listings and we're going to go ahead and we're going to spotlight those as well. So we're going to pick about, you know, 3 or 4 listings per week that we'll go over that Marla and I handpick and we decide that we really like them. You know, they're a great price. You know, the home looks, you know, either affordable or it's in a great neighborhood or whatever that the reason is that we decide to pick it, to spotlight it. We are going to go through that. So that's going to be a part of our show as well. And then what's even better is if you guys want to see us do it live, we are going to be doing those live every Thursday. So the listings that you hear us talk about today, you will also, if you had tuned in on Thursday, you could have seen us do those live on Facebook as well. So if you want to watch us live on Facebook every Thursday, then make sure that you like our page so that you see us pop up when we are on the show live. So go to our page, Mortgage Mom Radio, like our page, make sure that you follow us. And that way, when we do pop up and we do live Facebook feeds, you guys will be able to see us and follow it. And you'll actually get a jump start on the listings that are available that we are going to spotlight before our show The following Saturday. So you're going to be one step ahead of everybody else.
One step ahead. Isn't that everybody's goal in life is just to be one
just step one ahead? Step ahead. Just yep. Just one step ahead.
And hey, look, we are playing a pivotal part in that. So you are welcome.
You're the one using big words today. Pivotal part. I like it.
Hey, I pulled out the Webster's.
Did ya?
Do you think that people still carry around a Webster's dictionary?
No.
I don't think so.
No,
either.
Because you can actually, there is a Webster's app that you right. can download to your phone.
Right. But like that used to be the thing, like, oh, I pulled out my Webster's, you know, but like now it's, you can just Google any word and it will tell you the meaning. It'll tell you all the meanings. Like,
well, there's urban dictionaries now, and then there's the Webster's dictionary.
Oh, yeah. I use the urban dictionary a lot.
Yes, I do too, because my kids say a lot of words that I'm, what? What does that mean?
Right.
What do you mean, Mom? You don't know what that means? No, I don't.
I think I've invented some words too, because I just like make up my own words sometimes.
Yes. You actually do that quite frequently.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that there's a like a section, maybe a chapter.
There should be a Marla section is what you're saying.
Yeah. In the urban dictionary.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome. So, hey, if you guys are just tuning in, this is Mortgage Mom Radio. We just kind of went through all the things we're going to talk about today. It's going to be a great, great show. Very educational. And we are really hoping that you guys are going to give us a call and let us help you through your own personal scenarios when it comes to all of these different tools that we're going to share with you. One of the things that we need to do is, number one, give you our telephone number to call us.
Absolutely. That'd be a great way to start the day.
Yeah, since we haven't started that yet this morning. Yeah. So go.
Okay, it is 844-935-3634 or 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And that's the number 4.
That's right. So you can give us a call and we'd be more than happy to take that, take your call and talk with you and individualize a plan, show you these calculators, create them, share them with you and go through those things. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Then the other thing that we need to do is our compliance.
Take it away, Deb.
Take it away. So my name is Deborah Marcoux. My NMLS ID is 237-926. And both Marla and I are licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Boom.
Boom.
Now you got to drop.
Now you got to do is Marla Geezer, and your number is
669-357.
That's right. And if you guys missed that, tune into the end of the show because all the disclaimers are there for every state. So we are airing in California. So we're only giving you guys the California stuff, but we are actually licensed, Marla and I, in five states.
I think it's six.
Is it six? We're in California, Nevada, Arizona, Washington, Texas, Illinois, and Indiana. So
that's seven.
Okay. So see, we have more than what we thought. We're working on more.
I was like six and then I looked at my fingers.
Yeah, we are working on more, but we are personally, we do all of the continuing education every year for every single state.
Ooh,
we pay the states all of their license fees for every single license. So we are licensed in all seven of those states. If you are looking to do a transaction that is in another state, Movement Mortgage, the company that we work for, that we are absolutely so excited and, I'm trying to think of the word. I mean, we're proud. We are proud of the fact that we work for Movement Mortgage. It is just such a fantastic company, but they are licensed in 49 states. So if you are looking to do something, make a move, you're getting transferred, you're relocating, and it's a state that Marla and I are not licensed in, please don't hesitate to reach out. We will get you connected with a very, very good loan officer who is licensed in the state where you want to go. So.
Absolutely.
All right. So that is done. That is out of the way. Woohoo.
Woohoo. Let's give that number one more time because we want those calls coming in.
Yes.
We have some fantastic stuff today.
Okay, go.
So it is 844-935-3634 or
844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And that is the number 4.
Perfect.
And again, we are still waiting for somebody that listens to our show to write us a jingle with our telephone number in it.
Yes.
We weren't joking about that.
Jingle, please.
But you know, honestly,
I mean, it's either you call us in and you give us a jingle or Debbie and Marla decide to write it themselves.
Oh, that won't
and
be good.
Sing it themselves
as
well.
No, so, that won't be good either.
And there goes the phone. See, look at that. They started calling.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't be good. Not whatsoever. But we are, you know, we're busy. We're moms. We're taking care of kids. I mean, you know, I've got Manny that I talk about all the time. And if you guys listen to the show a lot, y'all know he's 17 and driving and creating havoc. And then I've got the 13-year-old
creating havoc
with the car. We've got the 13-year-old. We got Mikey. And, you know, Mikey's in eighth grade and starting to create havoc because that's just, it seems the age. You know, we've got Heidi here in the office that's got a child that's also in eighth grade. You've got one in eighth grade.
Yep.
You've got one in seventh and eighth grade.
Yes.
So they're causing havoc at the school together.
Oh. And the funny thing is, and there's like that little piece of me that's that mom proud that like they actually hang out at school together. And then they're like, but mom, I hang out with the seventh graders and he hangs out with the eighth graders. And we just kind of are in the same area. And I said, all I heard was that you guys hang out together.
That's all that matters. Yeah. My kids don't, they're too far apart. They're spread way too far apart. One's a senior, one's in eighth grade. So, you know, Manny's going to graduate and Mikey's going to move up to freshman year. So they're just too far apart to hang out. Yep. But it is really funny.
But they will one day. One day they'll be best friends.
They will. Oh, and I mean, they're good, but it's just, it's different than your two boys, you know, that's totally different. And then I've got the 2.5-year-old. So, you know, and he's just causing havoc at home all day. So, you know, but we're busy. So between, you know, all these kids and everybody here at the office with kids and, you know, work, you know, we're working Monday through Friday and, you know, we're in the daily grind of it all.
Yeah.
And then we're doing our workshops. So I think we'll talk about workshop next before we get into the next good stuff. But you know, we're doing our workshops on the weekends and, you know, we're busy. So first of all, neither one of us are either musically inclined either.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Let's hear it. Go.
No, I was just going to say was that if it came down to it, I could write a jingle.
You could?
And think of a melody to go along with it.
You could.
But I cannot read music or write music. So I need somebody to help me with that. Yes. I think that I could do that, at least in my head.
Okay. You now have homework.
Okay.
And I'm going to expect it next week.
Okay. Give me 10 days.
I'll give you 10 days. But for everybody out there listening, please don't do it. Like, please somebody do it so we're not using Marla's.
We're giving everybody out there that is listening, we're giving you 8 days
to come up with something better. Absolutely. All right. So let's move into the workshop. Let's talk about that because it really is a big one. I'm really excited about
it. It's creeping up.
It is.
Where's time going?
I don't know. Because I have to go buy Halloween costumes. Zeke has to wear his Halloween costume to preschool next week on Tuesday. And I'm like, what? Well, what?
How cute is that?
It's super cute. But I mean, come on.
I have a really cute skunk outfit. He would be so cute with a skunk.
He's going to be Wolverine because, you know, he's got all that hair.
He does have a lot of hair.
He has got a lot of hair. So I'm going to actually, I'm going to spray it and curl round brush it with a blow dryer. You guys should all see my hands going right now so I can explain it. Yeah. But he's going to have the big, huge Wolverine, you know,
and
it's going to be the wave. And I'm going to do it very flat down the middle of his head. And then we'll get him like little fake plastic claws. And yeah, he'll be really cute.
That'd be really cute. He actually has really good hair to do Ace Ventura, too.
He does. He would actually be a really good Ace Ventura.
With a little tutu.
That'd be pretty funny. Anyway, so I just can't believe it. It's like, you know, Halloween's here. And before you know it, it's going to be Thanksgiving, Christmas. And we're starting all over again.
Seriously. I have friends right now that are asking me to put in my order for pies for Thanksgiving. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's still 85 degrees outside. I'm not even thinking about pies.
I know, it's nuts. And for
let's be honest, I'm actually thinking about pies all the time, but I wasn't thinking about Thanksgiving pies.
No, absolutely not. And you know, that brings me to a really great point here with when we say that the end of the year is nearing, you know, you guys have to think about if you haven't bought a home and you're going to have your taxes next year that are going to be due in April. I mean, we're like closer to tax season right now, you know, I mean, it's around the corner, right? But you need that tax write-off. You need that tax advantage. And so you've got a very short period of time right now to get that done because there are parts of your closing costs that are going to be tax deductible. Right. And all of the interest that you pay from whatever month that you close and in a mortgage payment is going to be tax deductible. This is also a fantastic time to buy because we're getting into the holidays. So the sellers that are going to go on the market right now are going to be those that are... you know,
have
need.
A better need.
They have a need. They're not necessarily desperate, but they need to sell for a particular reason. Maybe they're getting relocated, like we mentioned a little earlier in the show. Maybe they're, you know, just found out they're pregnant and they want to move and get into something bigger, you know, before it gets too far along or whatever their reason is. You know, they've got a reason that they're going to list their home for sale during the holidays, during Thanksgiving and during Christmas and Hanukkah. And, you know, those times of the year where most people don't need any extra stress that isn't necessary.
Right.
So, you know, it's a great time though for a buyer to get a really good deal. And so all of you out there that are listening that have been thinking about buying that wanted to do it before the end of the year, hey, I got news for you. We're at the end of the year.
Right.
It's time.
I'm actually already thinking about February of 2019 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how far we have to start thinking about
correct
everything.
Right. I mean, when we're doing pre-approvals right now, we have to put in a first payment date. When would be the first payment date, you know, for your loan? And we know that it takes time. You get pre-approved and then, you know, they start to look and maybe they need to save for the down payment. And depending on the client, we're going to put that first payment date out to where we think that it's about when they're going to be ready. And we've got some that are going in right now that are February, March. And so, you know, getting yourself prepared is very important. But hey, again, if you thought you're going to buy something by the end of the year, you guys have to get this started. And and there's and there's no better way to do that than, well, okay, you go to the website and you can start the application. And of course, you're going to hear from Debbie or Marla or somebody from the team. And we are going to actually set up an appointment to do a consult with you to go through your information to get you all prepared and your game plan done. But the other best way to do that is to come out to the workshop. This is going to be a really great one because we're going to go over all of the renovation stuff. Our last workshop was actually pretty cool because we had a lot of people asking questions about renovation. The minute that came up for the very first time, like it came out of my mouth and all of a sudden it turned into like a renovation program,
right?
Because everybody was so interested in the and had so many questions about it. So this can actually be a renovation workshop, which is going to be good.
Event.
Well, you know, whatever word you want to call it.
Spectacular day.
Yeah. But then we're going to also do home buyer workshop. So it's going to be renovation first. And, you know, if you're a real estate agent or, you know, you're a current homeowner that's already bought the home, but you want to know how you might be able to get some money out to do some home improvements. Maybe you don't have the equity that you need to do what you want to do. But, you know, we're going to teach you how to do that. So we're going to do that renovation part first. And then anybody that wants to leave can. And then we're going to move on to the home buyer workshop. And we're going to do a condensed version of our other, you know, home buyer. We do a 3-hour home buyer workshop. And I mean, it is detailed. But this one, we're going to do a condensed version. It'll probably be about an hour of it, of home buyer. An hour of home buyer is still so much more information than you have today if you've never done it before. So it's really going to be a great, great workshop. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can't miss it with, you know, you can't go better. You get to take a Sunday afternoon, learn something, feel like you come out knowing more than you did before you got there.
Right.
You get to drink some wine, drink some beer, have some sodas, have some water. We're going to have appetizers. We're going to have cheese and, you know, fruits and things like that. So it's going to be nice. We're going to have a credit guy there that's going to talk about credit and, you know, what can you do to prepare? What can you do to improve? You know, how can we get you to that next step? We're going to talk about down payment, you know, in the home buyer workshop part and down payment assistance. We'll talk about what kind of down payment do you need to do a renovation loan. You know, investors, if you guys are out there listening, you can do a renovation loan too. You know, investors can do a renovation loan with 15% down. 15% down, that's it.
Right.
And they can get the cash, they can buy the property and get the cash that they need to do the improvements that they need to turn around and sell the home or turn around and put a renter in it or a tenant in it. So, so many great things with that renovation piece. And then we'll get into that home buyer workshop. So if you guys would like to come, if you'd like to get tickets, we can't urge you enough to do it. Call us. You can call us. What is it, Marla? You've been doing it all day. I'm going to make you the number girl today.
844-935-3634 or 844-935-3634.
That's right. So you guys can give us a call and we will get you all set up. You go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. You'll see about/events. Go ahead and click on that. You'll see workshops and it'll take you to it. And right there, there's a big button that says purchase tickets. It's not real hard. If you guys have our phone app, if you like to use our phone app, it's right there as well. It's linked directly to it. So you can get your tickets there. You guys can send us a message, go find, contact us on our website and send us a message and we'll get back to you.
You can even go on our Facebook page and say, hey, Marla, hey, Deb, I want to come.
Right.
And we will send you all
the information. Well, the event is there, too. The event is there on Facebook as well. So, again, there's no reason why you guys can't come out. It is a Sunday afternoon. It is at the TPC Golf Course. It's from like 2 to 5. You know, you get your Friday out of the way. You get your Saturday out of the way. You get your Sunday out of the way. And then you get a couple of hours to come on out, learn, relax, enjoy, meet us, take pictures with us. It's pretty cool. And we're only going to have 50 people. That is going to be the maximum that room can take.
Right.
We can't do it at the TPC Golf Course at that price tag and do it for more people than that. So it really is. You guys are going to get your tickets. You're going to pick select your seat, your exact seat number, your table, your seat number. And, you know, you're going to get some pretty, it's going to be pretty intimate with Debbie and Marla.
Wow. We just changed the whole dynamic of the show right
we
now.
We did. All right. So so with that, we're going to go ahead and let's go to a quick break. And we get back, I want to actually talk about the buy now versus cost to wait calculator. That's, I think, my favorite calculator of them all. But we're going to talk about that when we get back from we're going to talk about that when we get back from the break.
Back from the break. Say that
I'm getting really excited. Yeah, I know. Say
we're
that one five times.
A lot of tongue twisters today.
We are. Anyway, so we'll be right back and we'll talk to y'all soon.
We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hey, Marla.
Hey, Deb.
Do you ever sit back and watch TV on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon? Shows like Property Brothers, Fixer Upper, Love It or List It, and think, you know what? I'll bet that the consumer doesn't know how they're doing it.
It's exactly what I think when I watch those shows.
Every single time you see that they say that they've got X amount of a budget and they're buying the house for this much and they've got this much left to do their improvements.
Right.
And I know that if I was not in this industry, I would not understand how did they do it. How did they come up with the money? Do these people buying these homes just have extra cash laying around in their pocket?
I don't know.
Because
but
I don't.
I think people do want to know how it works.
That's right. So if they want to know how it works, that is what we're teaching you. We have our next Mortgage Mom Radio workshop on November the 4th, and it is all about renovation financing. How can you buy a house and do all of your upgrades in one loan? One small down payment with as little as 3% down, you can buy a home and renovate it. Did you know that?
I did.
You know, you could actually do that with a VA loan as well with zero down.
I know.
Hey,
those are some amazing information tips.
That's right. So for all of you out there that are listening, why don't you guys go to our website, go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on about/us events, and you will be able to see our next workshop and get your ticket.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
Let it go all the way to that part. I like it. I like it. That was
like
actually kind of cool. Yeah.
The musical instrumental.
Yeah. I mean, the beginning of it, sometimes we'll like turn it back up and we'll kind of dance along with it a little bit. But usually the, you know, coming back from commercial, we don't usually let it go that long.
Right.
And that's like the first time I've heard that. I like it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome back. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. In case you guys are just jumping in your car or listening for the first time, you're getting into the middle of the show somehow with our podcast. We are talking about all kinds of new tips and tools. We talked about our workshop that's coming up. If you missed that part or you missed anything that we said earlier in the show, you guys know you can always go to the podcast. We haven't talked about that yet today. We put every show that we do on Go Country goes onto our podcast as well. So do not fret. If you miss a piece or you get in and you heard something that we talked about earlier, you want to know more, go to the podcast. You can find it at mortgagemomradio.com. There's a big button that says podcast.
Podcast.
About halfway down the page, it actually says subscribe. So if you guys want to do that and you want to get an email once every single time that we put up a new show, it'll just email you and say, hey, there's a new show available. You guys can find it on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, everywhere that you like to go to or any app that you like to use for podcasting. You can find our show. The other thing you guys can do is ask Alexa. We haven't said that in a while.
Ooh. Alexa, buy me wine.
Exactly. But you guys can actually put your Skills app on with Alexa that allows you to listen to podcasts. And then you just have to ask, Alexa, play Mortgage Mom Radio podcast. And it will play the most recent episode. So maybe if you're getting ready in the morning, put your makeup on, or you're doing dishes, or, you know, you're making dinner or whatever.
You're just trying to get the party started.
That's right. Yeah, you're just trying to get it started with Debbie and Marla. I mean,
seriously, though.
Yeah.
That's how the parties start.
Yeah, it's a good one. So anyway, all right. So let's get back, because I was really kind of excited, and I told everybody before the break, we're going to talk about the buy now versus cost to wait calculator.
Buy now versus cost to wait.
So what comes to mind, Marla, for you just by the title of that calculator, buy now versus cost to wait? What are some of the things that come to mind?
Well, I mean, we can just go real easy semantics on that one. It's, you know, you're renting right now, and is it feasible or smart for you to wait and stay where you're at, or put your money into an investment and purchase?
Correct. So, you know, some of the things that, you know, clients will ask me, and they'll say, you know, should I buy right now or should I wait? So number one, the first question I always get is, should I wait for interest rates to come back down?
And then when you're done laughing, you answer the question.
Right. And the answer is no. So, you know, guys, interest rates are going up. We say it every single week. I know that's not news to anybody. I know we say it over and over again. We're not saying it to scare you. We're saying it because it's true.
We're not trying to be negative nillies at all. We're just trying to give you the reality of where the market is.
Right. Absolutely. So interest rates are definitely going up. So think about it this way. If interest rates today are at 5%, and this is all hypothetical, I'm just giving you guys examples. Interest rates today are at 5%. Interest rates in a year from now are at 6%. And there's a very good chance that these numbers are correct. What you can afford today, what you can buy today, you're not going to be able to buy next year. So if you buy something, and we should have probably done this. We should have done the calculations. It would have been good. Maybe we can do it during the next break.
Yeah.
And we'll come back and show everybody. But let's say that you can buy today at 5% a $500,000 property. Next year at 6%, you probably can buy a $400,000 property, maybe $450,000. So what you can buy today, you're going to get more than what you're going to buy next year. Okay. So even if property values dropped, so let's say the world comes to an end and property values drop through the floor.
That's scary.
Okay. Interest rates. The world is ending.
Again, we're using our arms, so it's a little bit more dramatic on our end.
We're at the end of the world. Everything's happening. If that happens, interest rates are probably going to go up a little bit more even. But what you can buy today at $500,000 for 5%, you can afford because that is what you qualified to buy. Next year, when the world falls apart and you can only buy $400,000 at 6%, that's still going to be a payment that you can afford. So even if property values drop $100,000, the payment's the same. Does that make sense?
Well, it does to me.
Right. The payment is exactly the same. And we're doing hypothetical right now.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you that at $500,000, the payment's going to be the same at $400,000. What I'm saying is if interest rates go up, that's a very close likelihood.
Right.
So if property values drop, you buy something today at $500,000 and you think, oh my goodness, if property values drop and I lose $100,000, what do I do? You just stay in your property. Real estate is for the long haul. It's not the short haul. Real estate is for buying and holding. It's your family home. It's what you can afford. It's where you want to plant your roots. It's where you want to stay. So big deal. The payment today at $500,000 is the same as payment might be next year at $400,000 or $450,000. So if the property values drop, it doesn't matter. You're buying the same house for the same monthly payment. But now you've wasted a year with no property taxes to write off, no mortgage interest to write off. You don't own a home. You're paying a landlord. You're paying rent, right? So the buy now versus cost to wait is going to talk about things like that. We're going to talk to you about where would the rate be in a year from now. On top of that, how much rent are you going to pay over the next 12 months? How much rent do you pay today? What price home do you want to buy?
Right.
You know, I mean, if you're paying $1,000 in rent today and you want to buy a home for $600,000, I got news for you. You're going to have some payment shock there, first of all.
Just a smidge.
I mean, that $600,000 payment, depending on how much money that you put down, let's say you put 3.5% down on $600,000. You could be looking at a monthly payment of $3,800. Principal, interest, taxes, insurance, mortgage insurance. Now, granted, $600,000 could be a whole lot lower monthly payment if you've got a bigger down payment and, you know, so forth. But let's just say you got no money down. We're going to do some down payment assistance. We're going to get you all set up at $600,000. The payment, if you're only paying $1,000 in rent, it's going to be some payment shock there. So it may not make sense for you. That calculator may tell you, stay where you're at for $1,000 a month.
Right.
But then you have to look at, well, what are you buying at $600,000? Do you need $600,000? Do you really need to buy that price? Because I'm pretty sure if you're paying $1,000 in rent today, you're not renting a house.
No.
You might be sharing an apartment and be renting a bedroom.
With half bath.
Right. You're sharing the master bedroom.
Right.
And you're taking baths together in that big, huge spa tub.
Well, I think the point you're trying to get to is that if you're paying rent for $1,000 right now and you're needing to move, you're looking at $600,000, you're obviously not looking in that same area, that same lifestyle area that you're looking at.
Could you hear me gurgle as I was drinking my soda?
I did not.
Awesome.
Good.
Okay.
Good. So, I mean, you're also, the whole point of these calculators and everything is trying to, again, bring you to the reality of where the market is. If you're currently renting $1,000 a month, your mindset really isn't that you're going to be purchasing a $600,000 house.
No, you should be looking at something that's more like $400,000 or $450,000, right?
Right, right. And if you are looking at $600,000, you most likely your rent is probably going to be upwards of
$2,500, $3,000. Exactly.
A month. So your comparison is not going to be so far off.
Exactly. And if you're paying $2,500 or $3,000 a month right now, we're gonna plug that right into that buy now versus cost to wait calculator. And it's going to show you exactly what you're losing out on with that property taxes and with that mortgage interest deduction. Right. And the other thing that we always suggest to every single one of our clients is call your financial advisor, call your CPA, call the person that does your taxes. If you do your taxes yourself, even better, go in, call us, let us tell you what you would see your first year in mortgage interest, what you'd pay on the scenario you're inquiring about. What are you going to pay in property taxes on the scenario you're inquiring about? And go plug it in to your TurboTax from last year and see what does that mean in a refund to you at the end of the year. How does your refund change as a homeowner versus being a renter? Again, maybe it doesn't make sense. And you know what? Maybe it does. We have a lot of people whose tax returns will change by $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 at the end of the year from what they received in a refund the year before. Yep. And if that happens, you've got that additional money to put in the savings account. You can take it out monthly. I mean, that could be, you know, if it's $10,000 over 12 months, that's $833 per month that you could subsidize yourself in a mortgage payment from what you're paying in rent today.
Right.
So again, you guys, we've got the buy now versus cost to wait calculator. If you want to take advantage of it, you have to call us and we're going to talk to you specifically about your scenario. We'll plug it all in for you and we'll send you an email with it and you can click right on it and get into it and see it. And then if you want to see a different scenario, we'll plug it in and do it again and we'll do it with you in as many times as you want, but you have to call us. So yes. How do they get a hold of us, Marla?
Well, they should call us right now and that number is 844-935-3634 or 844 We Lend For You. That's LEND and the number 4.
That's right. The other thing you guys can do, as always, if you guys have the phone app, it says contact us, call Debbie, call Marla. You can send us an email Debbie, email Marla. You guys can go to the website and you can literally just apply for the loan. It does not pull your credit report immediately. We're going to reach out to you first to talk to you about pulling your credit report, but it gives us an understanding about you so that we can actually have a really great consultation with you about your scenario and your finances and help you in that way. We have a bunch of tools on the website that you guys can go in there and put in your information and we'll just give you a call. There are so many ways to reach out to us. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Send us a message. We don't care how you get it to us. If you don't like to call, that's totally fine. You guys can text us. We haven't mentioned that once yet this morning. We have our texting tool that you guys can send us a message. Text the word MOM to 474747. Ask us your questions there, and then we'll set up a time either by email or through phone to talk to you a little bit further. But there's no reason. Don't hesitate. Reach out and let us take this through, you know, take you through this. If you've been thinking about buying and you've been hesitant and you think, well, maybe I should wait. The world's coming to an end next year. Maybe you shouldn't wait. But we want it to be your specific scenario so that you can determine whether this is the time for you or not.
Right.
Okay. So you know what's next is the blended rate calculator.
Ooh.
Right?
It sounds like a movie.
So the blended rate calculator is really cool. And this is for all of you out there that already own a home. And I think that this one is a really important one because we run into this a lot. And we mentioned it at the beginning of the show that we were going to go through it and kind of gave a brief, you know, quick scenario about it or synopsis, I guess you'd say. But, you know, we have a lot of clients and, you know, being in the business as long as Marla and I have been, we have written mortgages for people from 7.5% to 3.25% on a 30-year fix. We have seen that span of interest rates.
We
and,
have.
You know, my mom that is in the mortgage industry that's been in it even longer than I have has written loans that were at 16%. And that's
adjustable.
One thing. Adjustable. In the late 80s. So you guys have to realize, you know, everybody that's out there listening, you know, especially the newbies. Hey there, millennials. You guys are just getting into the real estate market. You weren't around during those times. And a lot of people right now are freaking freaking out by, you know, interest rates being in the 5% range. And, you know, quite frankly, 5% is still a fantastic interest rate. 6% is a fantastic interest rate. 6.5 is about average. I mean, that's where I feel that you're in good territory. Anything over 6.5, 7%. I mean, my first loan was at 8.25 when I bought my first place.
Mine was 8.5. I think it was like 8.5.
You know, those,
and I had a second at like 9.5.
Right. And those were normal, and that
very
will,
normal.
And it's coming and it's on its way and it will happen again. So, you know, a lot of you haven't heard that, but that is the direction that we're headed. The economy's in great shape. So for all of you that own a home that refinanced and got that 3.25 or that 3.5 or that 3.75, you know, you might be sitting on $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in credit card debt. You might have a home equity line of credit. Like you said, your first place you bought, you had a second.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have done a first and a second combination. That doesn't mean that it's bad. That's actually a fantastic way to get into a jumbo size loan without having to qualify for jumbo guidelines.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of different ways that we can go about helping people get into a home, depending on their scenario and how much money that they have available and what sales price do they want to buy, that we might determine that a first and second combination is a good idea. There might be other times that we can get you into something different with just one solid loan. So depending on your scenario, if you've got a home equity line of credit, you know, those rates are going up. The Federal Reserve has changed the rate quite a few times. We're going to see another rate hike again. And we just had one. When was it, Marla? Early
September 26th.
And we've got another one coming December, right?
I believe that it's, yes, like December 12th.
Yes, in that range. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they've talked that they're going to do it another 3 times next year. So if you've got a home equity line of credit or credit card debt, those two types of loans are tied to the Federal Reserve prime rate directly. So if you have a home equity line of credit or you have a credit card, I urge you, pull out your credit card statement from August and pull out your credit card statement from October and look at the difference in the interest rate that is on.
And actually do one better. I mean, we're already here at the end of the year. Pull one from January, pull one from August.
Yes, because it's changed so many times.
It's changed that much. And you'll see that on average, you're probably increasing your payment at minimum. Let's just say somebody who's minimum $10,000 in
credit card debt,
they're easily changing their payment by $150 over just 10-month span.
Right. And that's just going to continue to go there. Right. So what we did is we have a blended rate calculator, and the blended rate calculator is going to take all of your debt, your first mortgage at $400,000 at 3.25, and your credit card debt of $30,000 at 22%, and your, you know, student loan at whatever rate that is, or if you want to incorporate a car loan and whatever rate that is at, whatever it is, the debt that you have, we can plug it in and we can truly show you the actual numbers, and it will give you a blended rate. So if, you know, this one's at 3.25 and your equity line of credit is at 8, your blended rate might be 5.5, 5.75. So maybe a refinance right now to consolidate all of that together into a new rate of 5 is way more beneficial than you think, but you're freaking out because you might lose your 3.25.
Right.
So that blended rate calculator, I think, is going to be really amazing. And it's really perfect, again, for anybody that owns a home right now that has some equity, that's been thinking, God, I'd really love to get rid of some of that debt. I'd love to consolidate that debt. This is going to be a really good tool for you to be able to see, should I or should I not?
Right.
You know, some of the other questions, of course, that you ask yourself are, you know, can I afford what I've got right now? Can I afford to pay more to get it paid off? So just because you have debt, if you can afford to pay the debt off and you can do it fairly quickly and not pay at a high interest rate, then of course we keep your mortgage where it's at and you keep that really nice low rate. But if you're just making minimum payments or you're not making a dent in that credit card debt, if you've got a $10,000 credit card and you make $1,000 or $2,000 a month payment, but that $1,000 or $2,000 gets reused again by the end of next month, you're paying interest continuously because it, you know, that payment that you make is for your most recent purchases. They continue to pay you interest on the stuff you haven't paid off.
Right.
Right. That's just the way the credit card companies do it, guys. So if you guys,
they're still around making money.
That is why they're
selling you.
Yes. Hand over fist making money on the consumer, which is every person listening to the show.
Right.
So if you guys want to know more about that again, we'd love to do the blended rate calculator for you. All you have to do is you got to get in touch with us. You can call us, like Marla said, 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. You guys can, again, go to the website, apply apply online, find a contact us button, send us a message, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, go to Twitter, send us a message somewhere, download the phone app, text us, text the word mom to 474747. You can download the phone app right from there. So if you do that, you'll get a link to the phone app, and then you can actually ask us questions through text messaging. But get a hold of us and give us your scenario. Send us an email if you just want to be shy. That's okay. We don't mind. But all we need to know is, what do you owe on your first mortgage and what's your rate? How much do you owe on your credit card and what's your rate? Pull out your statements, scan them, and send them to us. We don't care how you do it, but we will do this calculator for you, and we will send you the results, and we will show it to you so that you can see what that actual interest rate is that you are paying on all of your debt. And then after that, if you want to see, well, what would a refinance look like to get all of this paid off? Can we do that? We'll go into further conversation with you if that makes sense for you.
Right.
So again, we're not here to tell you guys or sell you on doing something that doesn't make sense, but we do want you to have the tools available to know whether you should be considering going down that road.
Absolutely. And I want to just throw this out there really quick, because a lot of people are hearing all this information, hearing all these tools, the websites and everything. I just want to clarify that this is a free service that Mortgage Mom Radio does for our clients, our consumers, our listeners. So, you know, go to our website, call us. It is a free service that we're wanting to help you get into a better financial position for the future.
Absolutely. 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 And thank you, Marla, because I don't think that a lot of people understand that. We actually do loans for a living, and we would love to do a loan for you, obviously. But, you know, this is what we do on Saturdays. This is our second job. We love this show, and this is why we are in the business that we're in.
Right.
We want to help you. We want to guide you. We want to be your advocate in making sure that you're making the right decisions. And, you know, we have had clients over and over and over again that we have said, no, there is no reason to do anything right now. Sit tight with where you're at. You're in good shape.
Right.
You know, you don't need our services. And that is just what we do. And we're very prideful in that is going to be the advice that we're going to give as moms. I mean, that brings us back to the Mortgage Mom Radio part,
right?
You know, we're very proud to be moms, and we're proud to be guiding our kids. And, you know, we're hoping to be able to bring the education that we have in this business onto our listeners and to guide you as, you know, your own mother would. So please keep that in mind. You know, we're truly here to help you.
Yes.
So give us a call. Like Marla said, text us, go to our website, send us a message. Get a hold of us however you guys want to. Download the phone app. Call us right from there. Email us right from there. Listen to the podcast right from there. I mean, we're talking about all kinds of really great stuff today. And if you didn't listen to our show last week, you missed all about the down payment assistance and how there are programs that you could possibly get up to $30,000 in down payment assistance towards purchasing your first home.
Yep.
You know, we talked about so many different cities, and there was a lot of great stuff in last week's show and the week before that show. You know, we're trying to talk about something a little bit different each week so that we're educating you and guiding you. So if you have missed a show or you didn't hear it and you want to know, go to the podcast, go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on podcast, and you can see all of the different episodes that we've uploaded. If you want to get on your phone and look at your iTunes or your Google Play, you know, if you are somebody that really likes to listen to podcasts, you can find us on anywhere at all that you like to, you know, utilize, like a TuneIn or a Stitcher. We're on all of them. And hey, you can even ask Alexa.
Look at that.
Alexa loves us. Okay. So we're going to have to take a quick break. Because we have just been rambling. And when we get back, we are going to talk about our spotlight on our listings this week, our four faves that we found this week that we want to talk about.
Sweet.
And then we are also going to talk about our rent versus own, because that one we haven't talked about, because that's our third calculator.
We have a lot of calculators.
We have a lot. I mean, we've done some work this week. I mean, it's been productive.
Throw out a number for us to multiply, and we're like, where's our calculator?
Right. It's been productive this week. So, so you guys, everybody sit tight. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back. We got more good stuff on the way. Hi, this is Debbie with Mortgage Mom Radio. Did you miss our show last week? Do you want to hear all of the valuable education, news, and interviews that we do? Go to your iTunes, go to your Google Play, search Mortgage Mom Radio Podcast and download it today.
It's Mortgage Mom Radio, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-WE-LEND-4U. That's 844-935-3634. And now here's Debbie Marcoux.
I don't know if I've heard that one before. It actually comes in with my whole last name in it. I love it. All right. So welcome back. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. And we have had a really, really great show. Just to recap, we've talked about a buy now versus cost to wait calculator. You guys can get all the information just by giving us a call, texting us, find us, get a hold of us, send us an email, send us a message. We've talked about a blended rate calculator for all of you homeowners out there that might be carrying some debt, maybe a home equity line of credit that you need to get rid of. We have talked about our workshop that we've got coming November the 4th. That's going to be an amazing one as well. So if you have missed any of these pieces of the today's show and you guys want to hear them, at 8 o'clock, we will have our show up on our podcast, and you guys can get that by downloading our phone app. You can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, click on podcast. You guys can re-listen to today's show, and or you can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Ask Alexa, however you guys want to listen to it. But if you missed any of those pieces and you'd like to know more, definitely make sure that you do that. Like we mentioned right before break, last week's episode was pretty amazing. We talked all about down payment assistance, all of the different programs that are available, and we called out a lot of specific cities, counties, Orange County, LA County, Riverside. So, you know, you might want to go back and listen to that one. So check it out. You guys know you can always go back, listen to a podcast later and not miss any information at all that we're dishing out. So, but now, right now, we have a new segment, and I want everybody out there, realtors listening, I want you guys to listen. We want you guys to submit to us your listings. So the link that goes directly to your MLS listing. And we are going to pick our four favorite every week, 3 to 4 favorite listings that we want to spotlight each week that are currently on the market for sale. So whether we like the area or we think that the price is a great price or the property's just, you know, gorgeous or whatever the reason is that we're picking our choice of properties. We're going to be doing a spotlight in the last 15 minutes of every show, every Saturday morning. So realtors, contact us, go to our website and there's a contact us button and send us a quick message. And all you've got to do is include your link to your website. You guys can text it to us through our texting app on our phone app if you've downloaded it, which, hey, realtors, you should do, because there's calculators in there for you to help your clients figure out what their monthly payment might be. And it does the MI and the MIP for FHA and for conventional with less than, you know, 20% down. It does all that good stuff for you. So download the phone app, but text the word MOM to 474747 and utilize it. But you guys can use that just to send us an email. Again, you can go to the website, send us an email that way, or send us a message through Facebook, wherever. But we're going to pick our favorite 3 to 4 a week, and we're going to start doing this on a weekly basis and spotlight our favorite listings.
Yay.
Okay, Marla. So let's go ahead and let's get started with yours. What did you pick out for today?
So my listing today is brought to you by Noli Reyes of Harcourt's Bella Vista Realty.
Okay.
Which is located in the valley. He has a beautiful listing at 15050 Harvest Street in Mission Hills. And this home for a Mission Hills property is slam dunk. It is a location, location, location. He has it listed. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, just under 2,700 square feet.
And that's a big house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has it listed at $629.
That's a good price.
Very good price. It's on a cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Mission Hills is a very, you know, the valley in general, like Northridge and Chatsworth and Mission Hills,
it's
a very, very popular area that a lot of people want to be in. And I have seen a home with that square footage not in that price range.
No.
It's usually quite significantly higher than that. I mean, that, again, I think you picked a good one. I think you picked a good buy.
The reason I picked this one is because I thought that for the square footage, the dollar per square footage, it was perfectly smack at where things should be for right now in the market. It is a 2-story, 4-bedroom home, 3-bath. So it's a perfect family home.
Right.
Situated on a cul-de-sac. Again, it's location, location, location.
Yeah.
Has a beautiful front yard, great curb appeal.
I mean, it almost looks kind of like picket fencing. I know it's not a picket. It's probably an iron or whatever, but it's got
the
really cute.
Yeah. I mean, everything down to, you know, the brick, the siding on the house, it's very clean. It's very nicely done. Everything inside, from fresh paint to the new bathrooms. You know, one of the bedrooms has a jacuzzi tub. I mean, who can say no to a jacuzzi tub?
Right.
Not me.
Right. Not me with my glass of wine.
Right.
But then, 2,700 square feet, I just can't get off of that piece of it. I mean, that is a really large property for that price range. It really is. And, you know, looking through the pictures, because we went through all these MLS links of all these agents that sent them to us. And, you know, unfortunately, during our last break, we tried to get Noli on the phone and we couldn't get him on the phone. But, this one was clean. You know, it was big. It was a great price point. It was just really a nice property. So we'll have more information up on the Facebook page for you guys about this one as well, so that you can check it out if you want to see it.
Right.
We'll have Noli's contact information there so that you can contact him. We're going to call him back again after the show is over and find out if he's going to have, you know, open house on either day, Saturday or Sunday. So, you know, we'll make sure we get all the information up for you guys for this weekend for this property as well. What is the contact number that it says there on the list? For
so
Noli.
You can reach Noli Reyes with Harcourt's Bella Vista Realty at 818-458-7888.
Yeah.
Again, that's 818-458-7888. Noli Reyes. Great property. Good job, Noli. All the luck. I know this one's going to sell fast.
It will. It absolutely will. And again, if you guys couldn't take down his number and you want to get information or you want more information or whatever, call us and we'll point you in the right direction. We'll get you guys all
we'll
hooked
get
up.
There. Yep, we'll get you there.
Good morning, Veronica.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. So for everybody listening to the show, we've got Veronica Dasner on with us, and she actually has two listings that we're going to talk about this morning here in our spotlight piece of our show. Veronica, we were, you know, going through all of the different listings that a bunch of agents sent us this week, and you actually sent us your two, and both of them I picked. So these are my picks for the week, and then Marla's got her picks. But my picks of the week were both of your properties because I think that the price range is an amazing price point.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Both Morning Glory and Hot Springs are in a phenomenal price point.
Yeah. So let's really quick, let's talk about Hot Springs. So for everybody out there listening, the address is 28225 Hot Springs Avenue in Canyon Country. It is a single family, single story home. So it's not a condo, not attached. You've got a front yard, backyard. It's a real house. Listed at $495,000 in the Santa Clarita Valley. I mean, that is just, to me, that's insane.
I know. And it's a four bedroom,
two bath,
on a quiet cul-de-sac.
Yeah. 6,600 square foot lot. I mean, that's actually a very decent sized lot as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Spacious front yard, decent backyard, really quiet, tranquil backyard. Brand new roof, exterior was just painted, interior was painted, house was pretty much rewired, copper plumbing, you name it, this house is fantastic.
Yeah.
It has a cozy fireplace, super, super cute house.
I mean, it literally looks like they completely, I mean, and I'm looking at it, you know, obviously in pictures from, you know, the MLS, but it looks like it's been repainted outside, inside. They've done all of the new, you know, really nice stonework on the front of the home to make it look, you know, a lot like the newer homes that you'd buy from a builder. Really just did some really fantastic updates to this property. And I mean, this is just such a fantastic price point for a first time buyer to be able to get into their first home.
For sure. Or even a family, considering it has the four bedrooms, and all the four bedrooms are a good size. None of them are small or tiny where you'd walk in and think, wow, I can't really fit a bed in here. I mean, they're spacious four bedrooms.
Yep. It looks great. And then it also looks like it's a very light property. It's not dark. It's got lots of natural light, with the pictures. Everything is very bright. And then it looks like the kitchen's been redone, too.
The kitchen was redone. There's granite countertops. There's new windows throughout. There's new exterior doors throughout. New wiring. It's a really, really cute home. It really, really is. And the attic space is huge. You can stand up there and store as much Christmas stuff as you'd possibly want.
Or it's Mortgage Mom Radio. You could make it a loft and stick the kids up there.
There you go. I like the way you think, Debbie. Yes.
Yeah.
Huge. There you go. You could do one of your renovation loans and we could put a loft up there.
There you go. I like
that
it. Look at that.
One.
Look at that. You're giving us little pitches You're hired, Veronica. Okay. So, all right. So let's talk about Morning Glory. So it's 27721 Morning Glory Place. Again, this one is not attached anywhere. It's a single family home, two car garage, two story, $452,000.
Yeah. This one's a steal. It really is. It's so perfect for a starter home, for a small family or a couple just starting out. It's three bedrooms, two baths, three baths.
Yeah, I was going to say, it actually shows three baths, so that's pretty great.
It is. It is. The exterior was just painted in this one as well. New landscaping, a new mulch, new fencing in the backyard. It's on a cul-de-sac as well. This one is super, super cute and a great community, close to freeways, close to restaurants. Super conveniently located.
Yeah. So this one's actually located, for everybody listening, I didn't tell you what city, but this one's actually in Castaic. And I mean, it's just, again, $452,000. I mean, this is a perfect starter home. It's a perfect rental property because at that price point, you can absolutely cash flow the monthly rent that you could get from a tenant,
yes.
You know, versus what your mortgage would be. I mean, just, it was just, again, these two were my favorite and you were the same agent on both. So I had, we had to call.
And this one's also in a gated community as well, and they take care of the front yard. So
you can't beat that.
I mean, the fact that it's a gated community, you have that security knowing that, you know, you can't beat that.
And built in 1996 or 1998, I saw. I'm not finding it right now, but I mean, just 96. Yeah. I mean, it's just such a great, I mean, really a great property. Very spacious. It's set upright. I mean, just again, both of these properties are amazing. Anybody out there listening to the show that wants to see these, do you have any open houses coming, Veronica? Any of them you're going to be holding open, or how do they get a hold of you and you can show them bring them on a private tour?
Absolutely. So Hot Springs will be open on Saturday and Morning Glory will be open on Sunday. So please stop by and visit. Or if you guys want to check it out, please call me 661-910-1600 and I could set up an appointment and you guys can check it out.
Fantastic. And then for everybody listening as well, if you guys want to see more about these two properties, you guys can go to our Facebook page and we're going to actually have links to the listings so that you can see all the pictures and everything that we're going to put right on the Facebook page so that you guys can check it out. And then you'll have all Veronica's information there so you can contact her then as well. So, hey, Veronica, thank you so much. We really appreciate, that you talked with us this morning. Thank you for letting us put you on the spot. And, we hope you guys sell these properties fast because these are some really, really great deals.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. So, honestly, like that, just this price point, Marla, was just absolutely amazing on both of these.
The one in Castaic, just because we're here in Santa Clarita, I know this area, I know Castaic like the back of my hand, that price point for that home blows my mind.
Yeah.
And like you said, it is a perfect for, you know, a new family coming in there.
Three bedroom, three bath. That's right. What I love. So,
it works well for an investment.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
You know? Because there are some people out there that, you know, again, like we talked earlier, that their roadmap might not be to purchase right now. So they do need to rent. And what a great property that we could look to get somebody.
This one could absolutely, even the other one, they could both absolutely cash flow for an investor. The single family home in Canyon Country, I love that one. That one would be perfect if maybe you're trying to even, you know, move down or retire. You want something a little bit smaller, but you still want to be in your own home. 1,450 square feet is very easily maintained. It's also four bedrooms, which would be perfect for a single, you know, just starting out home.
Single story.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just starting out new family, a single guy, somebody retiring that doesn't want as much upkeep, but doesn't maybe want to go into a condo. These were both so great and, you know, really fantastic properties that I wanted to make sure we highlighted those. So again, anybody wants more information, you guys can go to our Facebook page. So this has actually been a great show. I did want to get into our rent versus own calculator and we didn't get to do that. So hey, guess what, everybody? You get to learn about that one next week. It'll be good. Don't forget that we've got our workshop that's just right around the corner. Make sure you get your tickets for those. It's going to be fantastic. It is literally for everybody that is listening to this show. Whether you're an investor, 15% down to get the money to renovate the property. First-time home buyer can do it with 3% down and get the money that they want to renovate. Second homes, 10% down and get the money that you want to renovate. It's really going to be a fantastic program that we're going to bring you guys through. And who doesn't want some beer, wine, and appetizers? That's going to be really fantastic. It was just all one word. And then on top of that, we're going to take you through a nice short version of our home buyer workshop to get you guys all on, you know, off and started on the right foot towards homeownership. So if you have not bought a home before, then it's a good one. It'll be the last part of the day. and others can leave. So check out our workshop as well. You guys can find everything about us on our website. Go to mortgagemomradio.com or text us, text the word mom to 474747 and download our phone app. The phone app has got everything that you need. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, re-listen to it again on the podcast. You can do it through the phone app. You can do it from the website, mortgagemomradio.com, or text the word mom to 474747. And we'll talk to all you guys next week.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB-676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 0918544, Washington ZL-39179. Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB 0237926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB 0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.